This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone, welcome to Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 261. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for episode 261, and this is a movie review of The Miracle Season. This is a movie from LD Entertainment, and they are also a sponsor. And it's amazing because I'm not paid to do this sponsorship spot as far as giving a movie review, but I liked the movie so much that I wanted to share it with you before it goes to the theaters. It actually comes out on April 6th, and we're going to hear a clip from the producers, LD Entertainment, in just a few minutes when we break for commercial. But I think what impacted me so much about this movie and really caused me to want to do a review of the movie for my podcast was the essence of love, the love of this young girl that she showed her parents, her friends, and her community. And I think it being a true story also has a great impact. You know, the story is sad and happy at the same time. It's about the fragility of life. You know, we never know when our last day is going to be and the impact we can make in each other through love and kindness. And these are topics that we're going to explore in this podcast. I do want to thank our sponsor and all the sponsors at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You know, our sponsors allow us to bring you wonderful broadcasts for free. And so by saying thank you to our sponsor, visiting the website, themiracleseasonmovie.com, and getting to watch a preview of the movie is awesome. And a thank you to all of you for listening. You can also find the trailer at miracleseason.movie. Well, we want our children to live like Line. That is the theme of the story, that one person can so impact another's life that even in death, the example of their life lives onward. And while, you know, as I shared earlier, I'm not paid to say that I like it. In fact, there are elements I'd like to change, like bringing the Lord more into the forefront instead of having to hunt for the impact of the love of God in the small and somewhat hidden scenes between the pastor and the grieving father. However, this story impacted me in several ways. One, I have kids that play sports, and so it hit close to home. You know, that camaraderie that comes from playing sports. I never played sports in school. In fact, I'm pretty inept when it comes to sports. I actually learned to play tennis. I played a little bit with friends in college, and yes, I played softball and basketball and things like that off and on with friends, but I never was an athlete, and I definitely never aspired to be a collegiate athlete like two of my children have become. However, it impacted me so much because when you are on a team, there is just this friendship that goes beyond anything that we can really imagine. You're put together, whether you like each other or not, and you have a common goal. And that common goal, obviously, is to do the best you can, not to let your teammates down, and, of course, win. But this movie was more than that. It was more than winning a game. It was more than, you know, doing the impossible. It was just really looking at what kids can do in the face of tragedy and how a coach, her belief in her team really rallied the troops and brought them all together. And so again, you know, the impact of a good role model in your life, an adult that, you know, can help you, you know, strive to be the best. And that's what we hope to do as homeschooling parents. We also carefully select those that we want our children to be around, right? So that was an important element for me. Another element that hit me was that it's a fear I think every parent has that once their children are mobile and can drive, we have all kinds of fears. We give our Lord our fears and we pray for protection of our children. And we don't know the time or the day when they'll do something dumb, right? In the case in point in this film, or be a victim of someone else's carelessness. But we all fear that. And I think that was another thing that impacted me as a parent watching this film. There's a death in the movie, although it's not graphic or shown other than the outpouring of love by placing of flowers and stuffed animals at the site. I'd recommend that this film be for kids probably 12 and above, not for little children, due to the elements of grief and anger that are portrayed. They may not make the correct connections, and the film is given a PG rating. So you'll have to be the ones, parents, to monitor that and decide, you know, watching the movie trailer. Again, you can see it at miracleseason.movie to preview that and decide if it's a good fit for you and your family. There are many elements in this film that are great talking points for your teens, and some of those I will list in the show notes and with a series of questions that you can talk to your teens about, you know, and ask them too, as they, if they, you know, do go to watch this film, you know, what impacted them? Because I'm sure it's going to be different than what would impact us as an adult. I think the acting was fabulous. All of the characters did a great job. You know, it was a very believable plot. As I watched this, I was allowed to have a pre-screening. And it was on my laptop, and it was an extremely busy day, but I wanted, that was one of my goals, was to watch the movie. It was on my to-do list, so I definitely wanted to do it. But I didn't even watch it in one sitting, and I can't imagine if I had watched it in one sitting, I would have been more of a mess, because I typically do not cry when I watch a film. Mainly because most of them have either the acting is bad or unbelievable, or I know what's going to happen, or I don't know. The characters are not as believable, maybe, or I don't identify with them. But this one was a real tearjerker, and I so identified with so many of the different characters. Having been a teacher in the school system, I could relate to the coach and her impact on the children's lives. Having been a homeschool parent since 1986, I could relate to, you know, my kids playing sports, you know, all the time and effort that goes into training, you know, watching some of these kids and the effort that they put in to get ready for the game. Also, as a parent, I could identify with this father and his grief on several levels. And again, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, so I'm not going to go into details. And also his struggle with faith. I think that that was realistically portrayed. It wasn't sugar-coated. And, you know, it brought to the surface how we sometimes struggle with our faith. And, you know, our faith in the Lord is great when things are going great. And then when they're not, you know, not so much, you know. And a reminder to me in particular that the Lord is always there for us. He can bring, good out of a tragedy, and He is ultimately, His will is ultimately realized in our lives, and we can either, be aware of it and embrace God's will, or fight against it. And so it's a struggle each of us has. And I think that was one of the elements that was kind of subtle in the movie, but that was brought out, that faith, ultimately triumphs. And even through grief, good can come out of it. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. And I'll share with you more about, what I could see as an example of this young girl and how we can encourage our children to exemplify these wonderful traits. We'll be right back.
From LD Entertainment comes the miracle season.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
After the tragic death of volleyball star Caroline Found, West High School's remaining team players must work together in hope of winning the state championship.
I told you to win for a line. If we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Based on the inspiring true story.
Time to take him down.
The miracle season. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at miracleseason.movie.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Vintage Homeschool Moms, episode 261, and you can find the show notes for the movie review of The Miracle Season on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Well, I loved this movie. I think I've let you know that several times throughout this this review, but without giving the movie plot away, because I highly suggest that you watch the film, I'd say that the example of Carolyn is portrayed as something that we should all aspire to, not just our kids, but us as well. And that is love. She gave love freely. She assured those who were hurting not to worry. She had their back. She was there for them. They could count on her. She would not let them down. Can we say that? Do we do that in our lives? It made me really think. Do we look at our children and expect them to lift us up, or do we do all the heavy lifting? You know, in life, we're given multiple chances to make good come out of bad. And how do we do this? This movie is an example of this theme in turning a tragedy into a lesson that will last long after the movie credits roll. It is more than a feel-good movie. It is sad and happy at the same time. And it really shows the impact of one person that can change the attitudes of many. To raise children like that would be wonderful, and is definitely my goal, to raise children who love the Lord, because where else could this kind of unconditional love come from? Now, that is one element that I find is missing in the movie, and some people actually like movies that pretty much don't hit you over the head with Christianity or talk too much about Christianity because they feel like it's going to turn off non-believers. As a believer, I would have liked to see more of that in the film, but ultimately, I know as a Christian that that kind of love can only come from God, and this young girl showed God's love to so many. Carolyn's life was lived with love. Her short life impacted her teachers, her team, and in the face of unbelievable odds, they changed their focus of winning for Carolyn to living life as Carolyn lived. And that's where the saying was inspired by her father, who came to grips with the loss of his daughter through the help of his pastor and obviously through God. It gives us a lesson, something to think about, and, not to wait and let our faith sit on a shelf. Sometimes we reach for God, and I've talked to my children about this, and my husband and I have discussed it as well, that we sometimes are, the types of Christians that, keep God on the shelf, so to speak. And when we need Him, we pull Him down and, oh Lord, I need Your help. I'm struggling with you know, this aspect of my life. But then when everything is going well, we rarely, you know, invoke the name of the Lord, you know, other than outside of church, let's say. And it's something that really brings to mind that God should be the focus of every day, that we need to focus on our, you know, prayer life with God, on, you know, reaching out to the Lord in our daily walk, that He's there right beside us. And He was there right beside every one of those students, that teacher, that father, that community. God was there for them. And how they reacted and reached out to the Lord was different in each one of our lives. And that's something that we have to come to grips with as well. I have another podcast I do, A Few Minutes with God podcast, over on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network, and which this is remarkable, and it was not planned at all. But my podcast for this upcoming week is on God's love, and I just so enjoy when the Lord does this in my life. That one had been planned for quite a while because I had done a series of podcasts on faith, on hope, and this one was on love, upcoming. And so, you know, I'm going to discuss more over there the meaning of love to a Christian and how that can impact our lives. So you'll want to check out that podcast as well. Well, can we teach our children to live life for others, to strive to give our all, give their all in everything that they do? Can they rise above mediocrity and aim for the top, even with impossible odds? That's what that film shows us. And I can only hope that in viewing this film, you can have an open discussion with your children. And in this world of people, and we all know them, who do the least amount possible work, and students who strive to do the minimum, we can hopefully use the miracle season as an example to our children, an example of faith, hope, charity, and the greatest of these, love. You know, I was at the bank just the other day, and I don't often go in the bank, but I needed to go in the bank to do something to one of my checking accounts, and I was talking to the lady in the bank, and she said, you know, well, what exactly do you do? And I shared a little bit about the podcast network. And I said, you know, this film is coming out, and I really recommend you see it. And she wrote it down, and she goes, oh, thank you so much, because I've seen so many uninspiring films. So I really pray that the production company, LD Entertainment, comes out with more movies like The Miracle Season. Sometimes I think, you know, production companies look for, you know, big box office successes. And I really pray that this one exceeds all their expectations, just because it is such a beautiful story about a girl who showed God's love to everyone she met. And I just pray that all of us can take something away from this film and really bring it home to ourselves and to our families and to our communities, that we should show others the love of God everywhere we go. Well, take care, guys. God bless. And the next podcast is on faith and homeschooling. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.